On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
The Labour leader's been in Kent to launch their European Parliament election campaign. Speaking at the universities at Medway Chatham campus, Jeremy Corbyn said he would guarantee the rights of EU workers and students, as well as for British people living on the continent. He also set out when he would back having a second referendum.
It is in the country's interest to try to get this sorted one way or the other. But we can never accept the government's bad deal or a disastrous no deal. So, if we can't get a sensible deal along the lines of our alternative plan or a general election, Labour backs the option of a public vote on it.
You can watch the full speech at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
170 private high-rise residential buildings are going to have their unsafe cladding removed. It's going to cost the government £200 million. But the Prime Minister has criticised building owners for not doing it themselves after the materials were blamed for the Grenfell Tower disaster almost 2 years ago. Community Secretary James Brokenshire has been explaining why the government is stepping in.
The interests of those living in those buildings caught up in a situation that they didn't know about, that they didn't expect, and therefore it is that need to get on, make progress and really see that change is happening. People are safe, feel safe.
Two men have been arrested after parcels were thrown over the wall of Maidstone Prison. Police found suspected drugs and mobile phones after being called there on Sunday afternoon. A 19-year-old from Middlesex and an 18-year-old from London have been told to report back to officers at the end of the month. A cleaner's been taken to hospital after getting trapped in a lift at a building in Thanet for 2 days. An investigation's underway after it happened while she was working at the Margate Adult Education Centre in Hawley Square at the weekend. The woman, who's in her 50s, was reported missing by her family on Friday, but was only found by police on Sunday.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Our group of leading doctors in Medway is investigating if patients' medical records have been lost during a transfer of services. Ish has got the details for KMFM.
Well, a company called DMC Healthcare took over dermatology services in Medway at the start of last month. Since then, scores of patients have complained of being on hold for hours as they try and get new prescriptions or arrange appointments. One woman has also revealed she's waited 2.5 months for test results on suspect moles, only to be told her scans had been lost. The Medway Clinical Commissioning Group has admitted there was an issue with the transfer of records between the hospital and DMC. They've apologised and said they're working hard to rectify the problem.
There's a warning today. Some towns in the UK may have to be moved because of the risk from flooding and sea rises driven by increasing temperatures. The Environment Agency also wants £1 billion a year to be spent on traditional defence in England, like barriers and walls. Flood risk consultant Jeff Charlton says money does need to be spent.
People that own their own homes need to realise that their valuable asset could be depleted in value. Lots of people think that they're going to be using insurance companies, but insurers are not that happy with houses and properties on floodplains.
Drink, drugs and knife crime are on the agenda at a youth conference in Folkestone today. Young people are meeting at the Lees Cliff Hall. Kent's Crime Commissioner Matthew Scott will be among those speaking. And the Duke of Sussex has travelled to the Netherlands to mark 1 year until the next Invictus Games. It's his first public engagement since becoming a dad to Archie on Monday. Prince Harry used the event to pay tribute to the competitors of the annual multi-sport event for the wounded, injured or sick armed service personnel and veterans.
It is your resilience, your determination and your courage which draws crowds in their thousands, leaving them feeling more inspired, moved and proud than they ever thought possible. You have already proved anything is possible.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football and Tottenham fans are probably still recovering after their dramatic comeback to make the Champions League final. Lucas Moura scored a second-half hat-trick as they turned around a 3-0 aggregate deficit in the second leg of their semi-final. Kieran Trippier says he's an incredible player.
Lucas is frightening. You know, his pace, his quality on the ball, his work rate, and he's so electric, it's unbelievable. And you know, I couldn't be happier for him. We needed somebody to step up today, and he certainly did that.
Spurs will play Liverpool in the final on the 1st of June. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.